in life. There are various partnerships. And the reality in life, think carefully, is created by partnerships. No individual over here, at least, any place in the world that I know of, was created from one parent. In fact, life in its first place is three shutfen. Gimel shutfen v'adam. They're gimel shutfen v'adam. There are three partners in every human being. There's other v'ilo and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means, think about it. Life was created through a partnership. Isn't it amazing to you? Why can't just a single parent give birth to a child? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a world? They need two. In fact, what about Chumash? And you'll always see partnerships. You have, let's say, Adam and Isha, even prior to the concept of giving birth. There's that cloud, light ties, heyos, Adam levado, eselo, ezek, and egdo. It's not good for man to be alone. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an Isha to join him. And there's a mitzvah to have a wife, even if one can't have children. So you see a partnership right there, throughout one's entire life. Before there, before marriage, there's av uben. There's a chiyuv that a father has to sustain the children. It's a partnership. It's an obligation. To the mitzvahs, mila, to the rabban, Talmud Torah, to teach him parnasa, ulasiya isha. At that point, comes a new partnership. Look at Chumash. Listen to Chumash. Al kain yazov adam es avin v'imay v'dovak v'ishta. He was never alone. That child was just never alone. He was either under the control, the domain of his parents, the household of the parents, or the household with his wife. It shifts. But man is never alone. There's always some partner in man. So there's partner in the creation of man, partners in the sustaining of man, and then the eventual growth of man, and he becomes a full-fledged partner with his wife. And then with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he adds on to it as they have children. And they continue. It's an amazing thing. There's nothing called man alone. It seems that man alone can't do it. It's impossible. In businesses, there's partnerships. A person in Chumash, if a person takes out a loan, there's something called achrayus, a guarantor, an orev. That's a partnership. Why? I can give you my word. But let's say something happens to me. What's the guarantor to something? The partner. Whatever limited liability that partner has, it's the partner. Again, man alone can't be a guarantee. It needs a partner. Torah has a partner. Smach zvulun b'tzeisecha v'yisocha bo'alocha. That's the famous shutfus, the partnership of Yisocha and Zvulun. Yisocha can't do it alone. The guy who's sitting alone, he can't do it alone. He needs a support system. That's the Zvulun. The Zvulun, where he's focused on business, can't get the schar alone. He needs the partner. He needs the yisofa. And yet another type of partnership. But throughout life, in all areas, there's always going to be a partner. Even in learning itself, there's something called a partner, a chavrusa. And you know the Mishnah, Mishnayis, and the Gemaris talk about that when one learns alone, his learning is not going to be as good, as deep, as geschmack, as when he's with a partner. Because they debate it, they understand it better. One challenges the other. You need a partner in learning. And really, there's a lashon chazal, o chavrusa, o mishusa. A chavrusa, what's that? One cannot exist alone in any area. One cannot grow alone in any area of life. Think about this. And let's say one partner fails the other partner. What happens? Back to square one. It's really worse than square one. Because here I'm relying on somebody, the partner, it's a partnership, and the person doesn't come through with it. It's destruction. And that's Chazal again. Eselo Ezekinegdo. Let's talk marriage for a minute. I'll create a person to oppose him. Ezer to help him. A helper to oppose him. Mishnah says, so Chazal, in the wisdom say, Zohar, if he was meritorious, is Nasilo Ezer. So she comes to help him here, the guarantor, the partner. Lo Zohar, if he wasn't meritorious, so what happens? So it's connector. She opposes him. What do you mean? Lo Zohar, finished. There's no partnership. No. Lo Zohar. It is the breaking of the partnership, the reliance on the person, and the person that comes through is a destructive force, it's connector. It's not just not an Ezer, it's connector. That's why it says in Chazal, Umotzani Marri Moves, Esa Isha. It's something more bitter than death, worse than death, and that's a and not a virtuous wife. Why is that? Because death is nothing. You're lost. No partnership. This is even bitter. This is an opposition. It hurts. You can't, a partnership, again, needs the two, and you're missing one. That's called the destructive force. There's nothing worse. But with the next set of partnership, we mentioned first partnership marriage, having children. And if in one partner there's an insufficiency of their gene and has a defect in the child. And then in the growing up of the person, if one of the partners, you can sit in here please, one of the partners is not being machanach the child properly, it's a destructive force. When a parent is not there for the child, and the child relies on the parent, it's worse than if there wouldn't be a parent. Because there's reliance. It's destructive. Same thing with all partnerships. Continue on. You know, if the guarantor doesn't come through and you were relying on that person. So much falls apart because of that. Let's go to all partnerships, let's go to another partnership, let's go back to the Yisachar's Zvulun partnership. Let's say somebody comes to you, Tzika, somebody comes to you and says, Tzika, you're good at learning. Okay, you're bright, debatable. At least that person thinks so. Tzika, you know what? I'll pay you $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, you learn. We'll make you suffer's ruling partnership. Wonderful. Speaker says, when am I getting paid? That says at the end of every month, just like I get paid, you get paid. It's a new partnership. You sweat and work hard, I'll work hard. Speaker says, great. Speaker goes and learns Yom Valayla. First one in basic measures, sweating away. He has no worries. He has a partner. He has no survival partner. Comes home, well, where's the food? I'm getting paid at the end of the month. No problem. Well, how are you going to get the food? Credit. That's like a credit card. We all understand that. Credit in the store, credit in the mortgage, credit on every area of his life. And his health insurance. All right, comes towards the end of the month. He put $10,000, $5,000 on his credit card. Right? No problem. Comes to his Zvulun at the end of the month and says, I put my hours in. I put my 18 hours a day. I sweated. I was fully focused on one thing, learning. Partner coming through. And the guy says, just kidding, I was laughing away. Oh, I can't come through this month. He's worse off. He relied on a partner. Partner didn't come through. Could you imagine the partner tells him, Speaker, you know what? This month was a hard month for me. Innocently, he tells him, but next month, you'll have it. She says, do I believe the guy? Do I not believe the guy? I'm already in $5,000 debt. What should I do? I'll give him another chance. Yeah, he's honest. He can't come through. It was a big month for him. I'm going to more debt. She goes into another $5,000 in debt, plus interest rates for the last $5,000. After 2 months, he goes to the guy. The guy says, Sika, it was a big month. Give me 1 more month. You know, things didn't work. I promise you, I'll pay the interest. I'll give them more. So you believe him. 3rd month in. The guy says, oh, too bad. Speaker's in trouble. Relying on somebody and the person doesn't come through is worse than having no guarantee to begin with. On the other hand, it's impossible to do anything in the world and succeed without relying on somebody. You can't have a child without relying on somebody else. You can't bring up a child properly without relying on somebody else. You can't have a business without a customer. You need somebody. There's a relationship. You can't do everything, and if you ask me, almost anything on your own. Partnerships. The partner can hurt a person. Let's say the person did it uncaringly. So you have the right to have a timeout, have a complaint. You fooled me, you hurt me. Let's go to a different scenario in learning. We're talking about Yisachar's Zvulun. Imagine a person came to yeshiva even and said, you know, build a yeshiva, here's $500,000, and then just walked away. We'd all be in trouble. Let's say Tzvika says, you know what? I need a chavrus. And he picks, I don't know, Dessa as a chavrus. This is a perfect marshal. He picks Dessa as a chavrus. So he says, you know, I really want to learn more this month. This is a sure Sadawai. So he says, I'm really serious, this is a sure Noi. Comes the first day and Dessa doesn't show. Okay? Who suffers? Tzvika, you can't stag as much on your own. So this is, you know, but tomorrow I'll be there. Comes tomorrow and it doesn't show. He's being basic. He's a destructive force to Tzvika's learning. Why? I listen to this in interesting terms. Because the role that he is playing, this is playing, is not just a yisachar to himself, but in a certain sense, he's the zvulin to Tzvika. He's Tzvika's support system, not monetarily, but in the learning aspect of it. Very interesting concept. He's a double role, and so is Tzvika to Dessa. He's a yisachar, and he's his zvulin. He's his support system. Here's the irony. This can go on for weeks and months. He comes a little on time, a little late. You know, after a while, she could beg him, and everyone encouraging him, so that's the fun, makes it part-time for a seder. Not the whole time, not every day. Can't rely on him. Comes down, watch this. Irony of ironies, and it's so true. Comes now and says to me, you know, I want to go out to the world to work. That's it. The geese of Yom HaLaila, isn't Torah so chashuv? He says, yes, it is. And I want to support the Torah. I said, what are you going to do? I'll become the zvulun. I'm going to say, I'm going to give, you know, my maaser, you know, it's not much, but he thinks it's $10,000 a month, you know. I'm going to give it to support. I said, who? He says, you know, mom. I said, great. Let me ask you. I tell you right now that he, the first month, is going to come back and say, well, this month wasn't so good. Comes the second month, he's going to be the one to say, this month wasn't so good. Comes the third month, he's going to say, I can't do it. Why? Because his whole life he was really a bully, and you couldn't rely on him. When he was learning, every chavrusa is his chavrusa's bully, is his support system. And it's one thing if you don't care about your learner. But if you made up to be learning with a chavrusa, and you miss, or you show late, or you take off, or you don't learn. So that means, not only do you not care about your learning, which is okay, maybe, but you really don't care about your friends. And when he's relying on you, somebody was relying on you, you didn't come through to help him. So what? Later on in life you will? It's the same matzah. It's the same illness. It's the same irresponsibility. It's the same not caring. And everyone sees it, except for the person himself. That's called partnerships. Well, you can always, this is why I believe, I honestly believe, I've said this a different time in a different way. But the best zvulins, the only zvulins, are people who really suffer themselves. People who gain to learn when they were younger and learn when they had the opportunity. And when Machshir this story, they're not going to be the greatest learners. But they kept their commitments in learning. So the people who they were learning with, eventually when they go out to the world, become the supporters of Torah who you can trust. People who were part of a group and gave a commitment to learn and didn't show up or wasted time or showed up late. So when they grow up, it's the same thing, and they're all their commitments towards learning, because they're not natural. Unless something happens later on in the course of life that slaps you in the face, that suddenly the Machshir Torah. Usually that doesn't happen. You can't be good, you suffer. As Zulim rather, unless you were once really good, you suffer. And it's so true. You could check out any yeshiva. You don't just see yeshiva. Are always people who, in all their commitments, the gufa mamamamam, they come through. But if a person doesn't come through with gufa, he doesn't come through with mamamamam. Take in the yeshiva. I picked a thing called the charusa, but it's true in every area. Where you lack, in any area that you lack in, and you're committed to be there, you have a direct effect on the other person's learning. At that point, you have somebody relied on you, and you feel them. You really feel the person. And that's wrong. That's what that's my biggest issue. In today's world, with today's Talmidim, not everybody will reach the level of the Talmud Chacham. Not saying you can't, but it's reality. Not everyone will reach the level of the highest learning. But there's nobody that, when it comes to yeshiva, can't sit and learn three star and daven three tefillos and be part of the tzibur. When a person comes to yeshiva, there's one commitment he makes, that I'm part of the yeshiva. That's really the one commitment he makes. Otherwise, he's the biggest taker in the world. He's the biggest user and abuser in the world. So there's a commitment a person makes, that I'm part of it. I'm the chavrusa. And if you're not the yisachar, let's say you're not shtagi, you don't think you're shtagi in the learning, you're not the yisachar, but at least be the zvulun. Be the person that people can rely on. How they rely on me? The support system. Be there for your chavrusa. Be there for your shir. Be there for the people. Be there for the tzibur. Be part of it. Because everyone's relying on you. And everyone needs you. And if you don't come through, it's a hashchasa. It's like the wife that didn't come through. It's like the parent that didn't come through. It's like the partner that didn't come through. It's like the chavrusa that didn't come through. It's the zvulin that didn't come through. And that really hurts. And it hurts with maishit in general. You know, when a person, give another mashal too, a person takes out a sefer. Okay, in this we talk about, we didn't have, not talk about it in this yeshiva, but it's brought down the place, it's brought down all over. Everybody talks about it in yeshiva. You take out a sefer. The time you're taking the sefer, it's a wonderful thing, you're the yisachar. Next guy needs a sefer, you're finished. And he's looking for the sefer. He can't find it in the shelves. He's looking all up and down the things, the road, can't find it. And I'm guilty of this also. He can't find it. Because you took out the safety, he didn't return it. You're hurting his learning. It's wrong. It was wrong. Why couldn't you return the safety for him? You have to be the other person's support system. You're part of the group. And he takes something and you don't return it. That's a hezek. That hurts somebody else's learning. If you're using it to strike. You don't want to strike? Okay. Let the other person learn. When you take, you have to return. That's the concept of a tzibur. In everything. A person, if you ask me, a person who can't sit and learn the whole time, what would I do? Let's say I was in second year, first year based measures, third year, fourth year. You couldn't learn the whole time. I'd clean up slow. Be the Yizok, be the Zulun, be Masha the Tiger. I'd make sure everything's clean. I'd make sure people's jackets and hats are available. I'd be the supporter of Tiger. What else? I'm part of the Yeshiva. I'd make sure people are up. I'd make sure people are here. I would help somebody. I would find conversation here and there and all around. I'd be here all the time. I'm part of it. At least if I can't be the Yisrael of the Yeshiva, let me be the Zvul of the Yeshiva. Then you'll shine in the learning also. But a person who comes to learn is never around, or any time that he's not around. So he's being not just not a Yisrael, but he'll never be a Zvul. And that's the price of the entire.